Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Tailored for Success is a service-based business that helps career professionals and business owners to take their work life, take their business to the top. So we talk about an array of different topics, and today we are talking about planning, planning for success. Make your day go your way. And I want to share just a little bit of my personal and professional experience with planning consistently and not planning consistently. So whether it's with personal goals, professional goals, whether we're talking about the year, a quarter, a month, a week, or a day, planning is where it is at. Because here's what happens. When we don't put our plans down on paper or Google Drive or you know Office 360, whatever method you are going to use, it is not so much the important thing, but that you are using something to plan out your life on a regular basis. And in a way, planning is like putting out your expectations for the year, putting out your expectations for each quarter of the year, each month, each week, each day. So it's very, very important that you do it. It's very important that you do it. And I can tell you, I've had years even where there just was very little planning, just sitting down and saying, this is what I need to do, or this is what I want to, excuse me, I want to accomplish. And you feel kind of like a wayward hitchhiker, just kind of wandering the land, letting the days come in, letting the days go out, without really any plan. And you get to the end of a year, you get to the end of a week or what have you, and you're like, huh, you know, did I really accomplish anything significant? But on those years, on those quarters, those weeks, those months, you get the gist where I am planning consistently. It empowers you. It does something to your spirit, to your mind, and to your emotional self that is very uplifting and empowering. So it's more than just being able to check things off on a list. It's infusing yourself with enthusiasm because you're, again, you're setting an expectation for your day, for your year, whatever, you know, chunk of time that you want to talk about. So that's the first thing that I want to emphasize is that, and we've heard this, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. If there is no plan, and we'll talk in another broadcast about agendas versus, you know, these long to-do lists that a lot of people do. We'll talk about healthier ways to plan. But now, really, today, I just want to get to the essence of it. So the other thing is that when we have a record of what we want or need to do daily, we can then monitor the progress. We can pinpoint the areas that are being successful, that are gaining momentum, and then the areas that need tweaking as well. So when there is a record, we can really start to advance our lives in all of the key areas that are important to us. And that's the thing as well. When we are planning, we want to plan for both personal and professional and break down those areas. What are the key things that I need to do at work? What are the categories? You know, I have meetings to plan. I have maybe administrative duties, some other, you know, volunteer duties, but really understanding and pinpointing the key categories that you're expected to perform in. and planning what you want to accomplish in those areas. The same thing for your personal life. Maybe it's your spiritual growth, your physical health, your relationships, your money, whatever. Just putting all of that, being crystal clear. Planning should help you to gain clarity. And again, one of the most important messages I want you to get today is that clarity empowers you. Clarity empowers you. When you have clear understanding, clear vision, that empowers you in every possible way. So continuing on, we want to have, as I have been emphasizing, we want to have a yearly plan. And again, stay tuned to Tailored for Success, too, where we'll go deeper into this. But you want to have a yearly plan. People call them New Year's resolutions, and I don't like what New Year's resolutions. You guys know how I am about the words that we're repeating and subscribing to in our mind. There's too much negativity around New Year's resolutions, that they don't get accomplished, that they don't get done. So instead, just call them your plans, your empowerment plans, whatever you want to call it. Call it something else. And we want to make that for the year, just key things. And we want to make it for each quarter. And so when I tell people this stuff, they're like, oh, gosh, it just sounds like so much time. And, well, do you want to sit down, consecrate, and concentrate on making some plans? Maybe it takes you an hour, maybe it takes you 2 hours, and really lay out some plans, or do you want to drift in and out of each week and each month and each quarter of the year? So it's not that much time. We have to set our priorities. People binge watch, Game of Thrones for hours on end, or whatever else their favorite Netflix or Hulu, Amazon Prime shows are. So, that excuse I dismiss pretty quickly. So you have to decide that this is important enough. Your progress and your success is important enough to set aside time to plan. So, again, yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily plans. Okay. And so we have, of course, bigger, broader goals for the year, and they kind of get narrowed down the more we plan. So your daily goals, of course, are going to be more specific and pinpoint specific tasks that you will need to do to reach the broader goals. Okay? So the other thing I want to say in that, be realistic with what, especially when we get to the point of monthly and daily, monthly, weekly, and daily goals, when we're getting to that point, we want to be a little bit more specific for sure. And I want to say this, be realistic with what your day will allow and what the season of your life will allow. If you have a newborn baby, or let's do an extreme example. Let's say you just gave birth to twins. And you and your husband, you and your wife have these newborn twins. Be realistic about the demands, the demands on your day, your week, and your month. For a season, definitely for that first year or so, you have to kind of start to chart what's going to be happening with your sleep, what's going to be happening with your leisure, what's going to be happening with your exercise. Things will have to be adjusted accordingly. So the thing that we want to remember is that planning is supposed to help us to relieve stress, not create it. Planning is to relieve stress, not to create more stress. It's to help us map things out and have a clear picture of what needs to be done. So be realistic with what your day, what your week, what your month will allow. And cut some things back if you need to cut some things back. I've seen people, and I've done it myself, just tightly pack each day and then there's no room, there's no give. Okay. So when you pack your work day back to back to back meetings, back to back to back events and things like that, those don't allow for downtime. They don't allow for you to breathe. And so there, it's not good practice to have, if that's your week, if that's your regular work life, I'm going to challenge you to really analyze and look at some things, because that is a work lifestyle that is going to lead to burnout. And it's going to lead, actually, believe it or not, to a decrease in productivity, in creativity and innovation. So you got to look at that. If every day of your work life has to be packed, you know, every minute has to be packed, there's no room for, you know, a 10-minute, you know, conversation about something. Well, 10 minutes is a bit much, but if there's no time for you to breathe, no time for you to get up and take a walk and just go outside and get some fresh air, it's too tight of a schedule. And you want to revisit it. So, again, the main things is that we want to plan because we want to be empowered. We want to be infused with enthusiasm and excitement, empowerment about our lives. And planning helps you to do that. We could talk about planners and different ways that you can execute that. We'll continue this conversation next week. I think it's an important one. So we'll talk more about some of the different tools and tactics you can use to put these plans in place and to keep track. Until next time, this is your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor, reminding you that your best is yet to come. Take good care.